This podcast is sponsored by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Right now, you can get in on Renewal by Anderson's super deal. $500 off every window and $1,000 off every door. That's at $0 down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. Drop by renewalbyanderson.com for more information. Offer ends May 31st.
Philadelphia police arrested dozens of fugitives during early morning raids last week. Meanwhile, a Tesla dealership is coming to central Pennsylvania. Governor Tom Wolf released a new plan for the state's 121 parks. Finally, volunteers from 14 different states come together to build a Franklin County church. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Over a period of 4 days, dozens of arrests were made by Philly police during pre-dawn raids last week, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer. Officially called Operation Priority Takedown, authorities targeted 176 fugitives wanted for charges such as murder. While many of the perps were able to elude the arrest, police still managed to detain 37, confiscating high-powered firearms, ammunition, and thousands of dollars worth of drugs in the process. Examples of this contraband included an AR-15 rifle and 87 marijuana plants whose total worth amounted to $400,000. Officials confirmed that no officers were injured during these raids and that the arrests went smoothly. A 46,000 square foot Tesla dealership is coming to central Pennsylvania, informs PennLive. A permit for construction was recently issued to build this dealership at the former Noland property on Carlisle Pike in Mechanicsburg. There are already 4 Tesla dealerships in the state, 2 in Philly, and the other 2 in Pittsburgh. A date for the dealership's grand opening has yet to be disclosed. Governor Tom Wolf has released a new plan for Pennsylvania's 121 state parks, reports the Associated Press. Titled Penn's Parks for All, the plan seeks to help guide state agencies in managing the parks based upon visitor surveys conducted in 2017 and 2018. In it, park officials have been directed to get rid of all costly buildings that have no historical significance and to look for ways to link trails to nearby communities via greenways and construction corridors. Another directive is for parks to offer visitors, quote, untold stories, unquote, and to fix, quote, inaccuracies of cultural stories, unquote, although details as to what this means remain vague. The plan also estimates that about $500 million is needed for park maintenance and construction. People from 14 different states rallied together to help build a church in Franklin County, says the Morning Call. Members of the Liberty Baptist Church found themselves in need of a new place of worship, so the congregation's pastor, Rodney Burdett, reached out to the Macedonian Mission Builders, a Kentucky-based organization that helps the construction projects of missionaries and church leaders come to life. Before Burdett knew it, almost 50 people from all over the country had answered the call to volunteer. The new church is expected to be completed by the end of this year. That wraps up today's episode. For even more news, Pennsylvania and otherwise, check out PennLive.com. Also, please remember to rate this podcast on either Apple or Amazon, share it with your friends, and leave us a review just to let us know how we're doing. Thank you very much ahead of time, and thanks for listening. I'm Claudia De Niro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for a little more of Today in PA.
This podcast is sponsored by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Right now, you can get in on Renewal by Anderson's super deal. $500 off every window and $1,000 off every door. That's at $0 down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. Drop by renewalbyanderson.com for more information. Offer ends May 31st.